Well, I suppose my sister had already done the bronze and the silver Gashkas, and she seemed to get a great challenge out of that, and she said she was going to go for the gold Gashka, and I suppose I thought I'd like to challenge myself, you know, and try out a few different things, and, you know, it's also the idea of keeping something going over an extended period of time for 2 years, so I suppose I like the idea of the challenge, and I thought I'd give it a try.
And what did you choose to do?
Well, for my physical activity, I chose to do cycling, and I ended up, I just started off, my level of fitness was quite low, and then I ended up maybe cycling up to 40 miles in a go.
Wow.
And then for my personal skill, I did videoing and photography, so I video different things, I'd edit the footage, then take photographs of different things and learn how to edit photographs as well. And then as my community work, I was a youth leader with the Social Action Group in Rathmore. And then as my adventure activity, I went to Kenya as a teaching assistant for about nearly 3 months.
And how did that change your outlook? I mean, what were you expecting and what did you find?
Well, I suppose I didn't really know much of Kenya, only the usual kind of idea of Africa, the pictures, you know, you see on television and so on. And I suppose I expected a lot of poverty, but what really struck me when I went there was the division between the rich and the poor, because I suppose here in Ireland there's quite a large middle class, whereas in Kenya there wasn't any middle class as such. You were either very, very rich or you were very, very poor. And I mean, it was just basically so obvious to the eye, like you might see something on one side of the street, a beautiful cinema, you know, state of the art, and on the other side of the street there might be a slum. So I suppose the division between the rich and the poor was the thing that struck me the most. But I mean, what really shocked me was how positive the people were there. And we were working in a slum in Mombasa called Kongowea. And I mean, the children and their families, they had nothing really. You know, they were surviving on very little, and their prospects for education were very, very limited. And I suppose when you just saw how positive the people were, you know, every little bit they had, they would either thank God or thank whoever for having that. And it was just amazing, I suppose, in comparison to, you know, maybe the way we are in this country where we always want more. They were just happy with what they had, which was, you know, a great lesson to learn.
Yeah, a lot more gratitude, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And then you also decided to raise some money when you came back, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Well, we went over as a group. There was 12 of us. And one of the people that I was there with, Dennis Dinn, he decided to stay over there. And he set up an organisation called SAS, which is Sponsor an African Scholar. And basically what he's doing is he's trying to get sponsorship so that, you know, children in Mombasa living in the slums will get an opportunity for education. So somebody here might sponsor them, and then they would get an opportunity for secondary education or third level. So I decided to, you know, he came over at one stage and talked to the youth group at home, and we decided as a group that we were going to try and raise money. So every year the Social Action Group in Rathmore have a fest at Christmas, and basically what we do is we send money out to different projects, you know, local people who might be working out in Kenya or out in South America or different areas. We've given money over the years, and we said one of our projects this year would be to sponsor some children. So we've actually sponsored 4 children now to be educated in Mombasa this year. So we're really delighted with that, and I actually know some of the children personally, so, you know, it's fantastic on a personal level as well, so to be able to help out.
And how do you choose which children are going to get the education, though?
Well, I think that, you know, the way they look at it is they analyse it on a number of levels. And, I mean, they have a number of people work. Well, Dennis is doing it voluntarily, and he's a number of people with him, local people. And I think they just look at the family status, you know, what would their chances of education be. If that's quite low, then obviously that would be a reason to sponsor them. I think they also just look at, you know, the children's interests and what they want to go into themselves. So, you know, maybe if they did particularly well in school, they might send them to, you know, a particularly good college for academic children. Then they might also look if a child was interested in something like, you know, woodwork, carpentry or something, they may send them to a college like that. So, you know, it isn't just based in academic things. You know, they send children to places where they feel they'd excel in whatever talent they have. And I think that's basically how they choose them. And then they have a specific area as well within Mombasa where they choose the children from.
And I mean, now that you've got your Gold Gashka Award, are you going to continue being involved in sort of social groups like this and you know, even continue with your physical activities?
Yeah, well, I definitely am. I want to kind of push myself further with the physical activity. This year I want to do the Ring of Kerry cycle, which is 110 miles. It's a charity cycle, so I'm beginning my training for that now. So I definitely want to continue that. And then I suppose as regards the community work and the youth work, I mean, I'm still very involved with the Social Action Group, and we've a lot of plans. I mean, we've already built 27 houses for the elderly in Rathmore. We have a day centre. We have a youth centre as well. And I suppose we want to kind of expand the youth centre side of things. You know, there's a lot of talk about youth at the moment, and I suppose the negative features of young people at the moment, but I mean there's fantastic work being done by the young people in our area and for the young people, and I suppose we're looking at expanding our youth activities as well. At the moment they're doing a lot of things. They're doing, you know, they've opportunities to do videoing, photography, they've opportunities for, you know, dance, games or whatever. We have different activities on at the weekends, and I suppose we also do a lot of fundraising, and we intend to do even more work for the elderly as well, and we're going to try and take it a step up and provide even more sheltered accommodation for the elderly. So, you know, we've lots of plans, and I'd really be very happy to be involved with all of that.